Blackstone Publishing presents Healing Hearts by Sarah M. Eden. This book is read by Kirsten Potter. To the hours of 1 to 3 a.m., without you, this book would have taken far longer to complete. Chapter 1. Savage Wells, Wyoming Territory, 1876. Miriam Bricks sat in the cramped and rancid interior of a rickety stagecoach and contemplated for the 100th time how fortunate she was to be there. In many ways, being pressed between two passengers, one of whom clearly hadn't bathed in months, perhaps years, and neither of whom had stopped arguing since embarking that morning, was still an improvement over her previous circumstances. The swaying of the coach had left her ill, her body had grown painfully stiff, her head pounded, and she was hungry and exhausted. But more than anything, she was grateful. When a person had been confined to a cold, heartless mental institution, even the most uncomfortable, miserable moments spent in freedom were a welcome improvement. Beyond her independence, she had a new job in a new town where no one had any idea about her past. She could make a fresh start. She could rebuild her life. Yes, she was desperately grateful. The stagecoach came to a rocking, jarring halt in Savage Wells, her new home. Miriam didn't waste a moment, but opened the stagecoach door and clambered out, clutching tightly to her worn, leather-covered sketchbook. She pulled in a breath of blessedly fresh air.